Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante and with T. Frank Carr, and it's quarter number three, and that means it's time to Ask T. Frank. This is where we have T. Frank answer your Penn State football questions. And if you want to submit a question, you can download our free app from the App Store. Just search on Keystone Sports, or you could email us at info@ksnsports.net. At the end of the segment, we'll select the best question, and the winner will get the great KSN polo shirt. T. Frank, are you ready to answer some questions?
Ready to go.
All right. Let's start with David from Lakewood Ranch, Florida. He says, hey, guys, great show. Penn State seems to be having good success. I can't talk today, T. Frank. Let's start again. Penn State seems to be having good success with recruits that have NFL pedigree. With Franklin's history in the NFL, how much does that help with those prospects?
I mean, obviously, he coached Donald Driver at Green Bay, so having that relationship helps him with Christian Driver, who is a guy that is high on Penn State's board. He hasn't committed yet, but so far, I don't know all the details. I'm not on that end of the recruiting part, but they seem to be in the driver's seat for Christian Driver. But they've missed on a couple of guys, so it's not a cut and dried thing. I'd say it's probably more 50-50. I think they could have done a better job with a couple of guys previously that had NFL pedigrees. But sometimes they just, you know, the kid has a different opinion of what they want to do than their dad. So it can be a little bit finicky, can be a little fickle, but I do think that it's not as cut and dried as that. I don't think.
I got to think just having a relationship with the kid's father, of course, is helpful, you know, with Driver. But I also think, T. Frank, just when you're talking to kids and you could reference your time in the NFL, you know, with, oh, you remind me of, oh, this quarterback that I was involved with when I coached the Packers. You remind me of Aaron Rodgers, you know, when I worked with him, you know. Just being able to drop the names, being able to say, I know what it takes to make it to the NFL.
It's not just James, by the way. Not to interrupt, it's not just James in this situation. It's also Phil Troutwine played in the NFL and was a national champion. Even Anthony Poindexter, now that was an All-American, and you know, was a guy that made it to the NFL. Injuries were a problem in his career, but you've got multiple guys that played at the highest level on this staff and have helped guys get to the dance. I mean, you look at what Mike Yurcich did with Mason Rudolph. So there are examples on the staff of guys that have gone on to the NFL and have coached people successfully to get them to that point. So as much as James' time in Green Bay is a part of that puzzle, and from a big picture, it is, you know, important, but it's about the whole staff having that sort of reputation of getting guys to the NFL. Maybe not I coached your dad in the NFL specifically, but I coached X, Y, and Z, and they're all in the NFL, and they're all successful. So we have a good path forward for you if you choose to come here.
Exactly. All of that is helpful.
Because you are right, David. It is about getting to the NFL. It's absolutely about that with the top recruits.
No doubt about it. And it's probably that's the thing, even with guys who aren't necessarily the top recruits, but just being able to claim, hey, we have a history here. Let's face it, if you're Alabama, you just, you know, have to show the scorecard, you know. Here's last year's draft. Look at how many first-round picks came through Tuscaloosa, you know. That's real helpful in recruiting. Let's go to Brad in Perkasie. He says, looking back now, Ricky Ronnie got a bad rep as an offensive coordinator. With that being said, who was the better offensive coordinator, Ricky Ronnie or Kirk Shiraka, and why?
I had this conversation today. I don't really know how much to weigh 2020 because we saw Kirk Sciarca take a Minnesota offense with some first round draft picks and make Tanner Morgan look really good and was genuinely creating explosive plays in the passing game at a high clip. So it was there. It was not a bad plan. Ricky Ronnie, I have a hard, that's another one because I don't know that he was a great quarterback developer. And that to me is half of being a offensive coordinator is that your job is to get the most out of the quarterback and get them the highest level they can produce. I didn't see a consistent improvement in Trace or in Sean while he was here. So we'll see if he can do something different at Old Dominion and going forward in his career, if I'm wrong and I was looking at things and didn't have the full picture, or if that's correct. I've seen more from Mike Yurcich as far as his ability to develop quarterbacks, but there was a track record of Kirk Sciarca getting more out of quarterbacks on a consistent basis from Western Michigan all the way through Minnesota. He has consistently improved the output of the quarterback. So I believed he was going to be able to do that. Now, part of it was he took a couple years to get there, two or three, and James said, you know, when he hired him, we're going to need year three production the first year, so we need to speed that up. And then a pandemic hit, and they weren't able to work with a quarterback in person. They weren't able to implement the offense in person. They lost all of their spring to install a completely new offense. And again, like I said before, I don't think people understand how hard it is to play quarterback. So I don't really know if it's fair to judge Kirk Sciarca as well on 2020. Philosophically, he did not fit with what James wants to do. That ultimately, to me, is the biggest discerning factor of why Mike Yurcich is here. Because Mike Yurcich is much more of what James wants. Kirk was we're going to run the ball to set up the big explosive play action passes, which is a successful formula in college and the NFL. That works, but it didn't work here. And Mike is more about design. I'm going to design plays that will get big yardage. And I think we can see through his track record that he's been successful at doing that. So he's got to prove that here. But it's much more philosophically in line with what James wants. So to me, that is one of the biggest determining factors. And I don't really want to say one way or the other about Kirk, truthfully, because I don't really know if we have the full picture.
I agree. You can't completely judge Sciarca on last season. Too many variables, too much going on. But you do have to give him credit that when he saw what he had through the first half of the season, it feels like they made adjustments for the back half of the season. Let's move on. Let's go to Dick in New Jersey, who says, I'm really pumped about Singleton. Just how good can he be? His video looks fantastic, T. Frank.
I think he can be one of the more complete backs that Penn State has had. And in terms of his profile as a runner and his physical abilities as a runner, breakaway speed, power to break tackles. I want him to be a little more agile, a little more elusive, but even if he isn't and he gets the job done, the job is to break tackles. It's not necessarily to be the prettiest while doing it or to be the fanciest while doing it. If he breaks tackles in whatever way he does, he can be another great running back that Penn State has had. He's faster than Miles Sanders with the same physicality. And Miles, I think, was underrated as far as how big he was, how strong he was as a runner. And Singleton has a little more pop in his step. So, again, we're comparing him to some of the top running backs that Penn State has had under James Franklin. That's where he can end up. But there's time to get there. He has to do a couple things to get there.
That's a very good sign. But what I like also is that whole running back room seems to have established itself as pretty solid, pretty deep. I know last year there were all the injuries and everything going on, but they've got a lot of chances to succeed there with a lot of talent. All right. It looks like, T. Frank, we're going to kind of go back to our discussion we had a little bit earlier about the offensive coordinators and developing the quarterbacks. Here's Rob from Wayne who says, hey, T. Frank, I feel pretty good about this Penn State team going into the season. My biggest question, of course, is the quarterback. Can you tell me that we're going to get to see an improved Sean Clifford this year?
If I could, I would have taken all my life savings and already bet on Penn State football. Like, if I had a crystal ball, I would already have been doing something more productive with my time. No offense, Jim, but like from a financial standpoint, I'm not quite sure, because I think that you can get more out of Sean Clifford. So yeah, I'll answer it this way. Yes, I think that Mike Yurcich is going to put Sean Clifford in better situations and better circumstances to make plays in the passing game. And that will make everyone feel better about Sean. That is what I'll say. I don't know that Sean will get better. And I mean from a positional skill standpoint, he might be what he is, and then you're accentuating his strengths and diminishing his weaknesses, but he may be fundamentally just what he is and what we've seen over the last 2 years. I still have said before, I will not rule out a better, more productive, even a step forward from that positional skills under a offensive coordinator that makes the learning and implementation of the offense easier. But again, going back to our previous conversation, I thought Kirk Ciarrocca was a good communicator. When I talked to him and when I heard him speak to the media, he did a great job of explaining what he was looking for. I got the sense he was a great communicator. But you might not be a great communicator with an individual person. And that's the biggest thing with the offensive coordinator, quarterback coach, and the quarterback. So I'll say yes, you'll get more out of Sean Clifford this year. But I don't know that it's going to change what he is fundamentally.
I guess we could take that as an answer, and I'll take it as even fairly positive, T. Frank. I don't think we have time for another question, which means it's time to pick a winner. Do you need me to review the questions, or do you have it?
No, I got it. Let's go with Brad from Perkasie. I didn't like his question, but I thought it brought up a great conversation. I didn't like the topic of comparing the two and telling you which one was better, but I think it provided a good insight into what happened. So we'll go with Brad. That sparked the best conversation. That's what the question is for.
All right. We will go with Brad from Perkasie as our winner. And that is it for quarter number three. And ask T. Frank, stick around. The coach, Coach Caduti, will be in for quarter number four. You don't want to miss that, so stay tuned. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to gopsurv.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
Hey y'all, it's Blake Shelton here, introducing y'all to the all-new American Brewed Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Made for days when schedules are empty and coolers are full, Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade is a perfect choice for celebrating good times. Available now in four Heartland-inspired flavors. Check out smithworksusa.com for a store nearest you.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. 5% ABV. Copyright 2021 Smithworks Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.